USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A powerful tornado touches down in Dallas, Texas last night at about 10 o'clock local time. The National Weather Service believes it tracked a 17-mile path of destruction. No reports of death. There are reports of injury, and the damage to homes and businesses is significant. This man says,
well, it was very terrifying at the moment. I mean, it was all of a sudden, it was just happening. It was just nothing you could do but just hear it and see the trees falling down.
Former President George W. Bush and his wife Laura live in the hardest hit area, but they have tweeted that they're okay. The first federal trial over the opioid crisis is set to begin today in Cleveland. More than 2,000 state and local governments are going after the makers of the opioid painkillers that fueled the epidemic that's taken 400,000 lives between 1999 and 2017. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Kyoto, my office, now!
Emu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk, and her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dangerous wildfire weather is returning, and that could mean controlled power outages for thousands of customers in California. Pacific Gas and Electric is warning severe winds could lead to shutoffs later today in 17 counties in Northern California. Southern California Edison has sent out warnings to over 17,000 customers, and shutoffs are possible for San Diego Gas and Electric customers as well. Chicago teachers still on strike. The teachers union chief of staff, Jennifer Johnson, says talks ended last night with the two sides reaching some agreements.
We've been at the bargaining table for 10 months, and we're only seeing these concrete victories come together after having 25,000 members on picket lines, students and parents in the streets.
Talks resuming today. Votes will be cast this week by United Auto Workers Union members to try to end the six-week-old strike with GM. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
If you're heading to the theater this weekend, chances are it's all about Halloween.
There are many who prey on the innocent. I'm sure your kind would agree.
If I didn't know better, I'd say we're making a threat.
Well, do you?
Do I what?
Know better.
Coming in at number one, grossing $36 million, it's Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, with Angelina Jolie. Number two, another evil villain, The Joker, at $29 million. Zombieland, Double Tap. It's the remake of Zombieland with Woody Harrelson once again, grossing $26 million. Number four, The Always Scary Addams Family with Charlize Theron at $16 million. Number five, Gemini Man with Will Smith at $8.5 million. The Cute Little Monster, Abominable, is at number six with $3.5 million. The Not Scary at All, Downton Abbey, is at number seven with $3.1 million. Number eight and number nine are ties. Judy, with Renee Zellweger, about Judy Garland, at 2.1. And right about the same, 2.1, is Hustlers at number nine with Jennifer Lopez. And the scariest of them all, at number 10, Stephen King's It, Chapter 2, with $1.5 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.